So the kind of work we were doing seemed to be pitching versus doing the work. And it really felt like a lot of rework, right? And we really questioned ourselves, like, are we really bad at presenting the business case for this new piece of equipment or this new service line or this new contract or whatever? Like, you know, we really started to question that. And then we started to really think about, did the board not trust us? Did they not trust the CEO? Did they not trust the executive team? Did they not trust themselves to make great decisions? Did they not trust the strategy that was laid out that this presentation or this pitch or proposal was in keeping with, right? So where are the trust issues here, and why is there so much rework and delay in decision-making for board approvals?
Welcome to Culture Change RX, the podcast for healthcare professionals that are committed to creating a thriving workplace culture, improving the experiences of employees and patients, and ultimately unlocking their organization's next level of potential. I'm Sue Tetzloff, your host and co-founder of Capstone Leadership Solutions. Join me and my insightful guests each week as we share actionable insights for navigating the crucial people side of the business of healthcare. Subscribe now for a weekly dose of Culture Change RX. Now let's dive into this week's conversation, where culture change takes center stage.
Welcome to this short solo episode. This is Sue Tetzloff with you here in this Culture Bite episode. Today's topic is a focus on trust. And when we think about the cultures in our organizations and this idea of having a culture of trust, it's really about, do we do and achieve what we say we're setting out to do and achieve, right? So are we following through on what we plan to do, what we hope to achieve? And if so, then we're establishing trust. So as we're getting ready, our team is getting ready to do an event on Mackinac Island in beautiful northern Michigan. So as I'm preparing for this event and my part in it in particular, I'll be talking about the topic of trust in our cultures and the role of senior executives in that. I got to thinking back on my own history as a senior executive, 20 plus years as a healthcare executive myself in various senior leadership roles in community hospital. And I was thinking about an event I had an opportunity to attend in Detroit one year, put on by, I think, the Detroit Chamber of Commerce. So it wasn't a healthcare event. It was a business event in Detroit. And I traveled there and Stephen Covey was there. The book, The Speed of Trust, had come out. And the whole topic of that event was on the speed of trust. And it was a large gathering. And I remember we were put into groups at tables and we were asked to talk about examples where we could talk about the lack of trust, how it slowed things down, or a very specific example of where there was high trust and it sped things up, right? The book, Speed of Trust. And I offered up to the table I was sitting at an example from my own experience as a healthcare executive of both slow actions because of lack of trust and fast actions because of, you know, plentiful trust. And the example I gave about slowness that might be related to this lack of trust was that as a senior leader, when me or any other member of the senior leadership team would go in front of the board of trustees to present something that required board authorization or approval, maybe it was an expenditure of a certain level that required board approval, maybe it was, you know, a new program or service or contract that required board approval. So whenever we would prepare that and present that to the board, it was pretty common, like almost expected, that it would never get approved at the first time it was presented. And the board would say, send it back for more rework and information on this and bring it back and bring it back and bring it back. And so it felt like as executives, we were spending the majority of our time preparing pitches to our board to get approvals to take action, right? And so it felt like that was the work of senior leaders versus taking action on things that were agreed upon and approved quickly so that we could make things happen, right? So the kind of work we were doing seemed to be pitching versus doing the work. And it really felt like a lot of rework, right? And we really questioned ourselves, like, are we really bad at presenting the business case for this new piece of equipment or this new service line or this new contract or whatever? Like, you know, we really started to question that. And then we started to really think about, did the board not trust us? Did they not trust the CEO? Did they not trust the executive team? Did they not trust themselves to make great decisions? Did they not trust the strategy that was laid out that this presentation or this pitch or proposal was in keeping with, right? So where are the trust issues here, and why is there so much rework and delay in decision-making for board approvals? So that was really, in my mind, a great example of the slowness of lack of trust in themselves, lack in trust in the strategy, lack in trust in maybe the administrative team, the people, or the plan. But then, you know, I could contrast that to another period of time when I was in a senior leadership team situation, actually in the same organization, which makes this, you know, just interesting as a parallel or a contrast, is this, you know, almost the same board members, almost the same executive team. And now we're moving fast, right? So now we go in front of the board and we might have 20 things on the agenda to be approved, which seems like a lot, right? We might have 20 things to be approved, and we'd get through those so swiftly. Yes, 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 yes. And you don't want a board that's just going to, you know, give the nod and not make good informed decisions. And what, so it didn't feel like that. It just felt like it was great decisions made fastly with great confidence and trust in the CEO, the administrative team, themselves as a board to make great decisions quickly, and a great strategy that was guiding the decisions. And so they trusted that as well. So they trusted the plan and they trusted the people that were implementing the plan. And so, you know, sometimes we'd get through a whole bunch of approvals quickly in a scheduled board meeting, and then there'd be nothing else to do. And the board would say, hey, you know, what are you pitching next time, you know, next month? And we'd start offering up some early information on what was next to come to the board next month or whatever. And then they'd sometimes even say, you know, don't even bring that to us next month. Just go ahead. You know, so I mean, talk about speed of trust, right? This contrast of trust, slowness, you know, when it's not there, and quickness when it is there. You know, if you haven't read that book, it's a, you know, oldie buddy goodie, Speed of Trust. So I was thinking about, you know, really, as we're getting ready for this executive retreat coming up on Mackinac Island in June, really thinking about what are the big things here that I can offer up in this Solo Bite episode here, that if your organization is maybe struggling with things like this, speed of trust at that board level, slow decision making, you know, what are some things that we could do, actual tactics we could implement to be able to hopefully add some speed and ease to the decision making rights and responsibilities that are really at play between the board and the executive team. And one thing I would offer up is to get into the habit of changing out what old business means on your board agenda. And what I mean by that is, sometimes in that example of things coming back over and over again, reworked pitches over and over again to the board, that was old business when we were slow and lacked trust and speed and ease in decision making on strategic initiatives at the board level. So instead of old business being unmade decisions or delayed decisions or reworked decisions, really changing old business to mean past decisions revisited. So really saying, okay, we made this decision. Let's say in January, we made this decision to take this action and approve this contract, build this new service, renovate this building, or whatever. How did that work out? So really the old business is a circle back, not revisiting decisions that are unmade, but revisiting decisions that were made and talking about how they're working out. What are the updates on, you know, what's happened since we said yes? And then what are the outcomes of that? Are we getting the results that we plan to get by taking those actions? So if you do that, you know, every 3, 6, 12 months, so really pushing forward the decisions that you made, that's not the last time the board's talking about it, that you're revisiting it. So then you're building trust in the executive team. You're building trust in the board and themselves to make great decisions, and you're building trust in your plan. And then the next thing I would offer up is make sure you have a great strategic plan. Really, when we talk about organizations having speed of trust and decision making, I would rather be proactive and recommend being proactive and spend a little bit more time creating a great 3-year strategic plan and having the board and the executive team and, you know, the leaders and the staff of the organization being very committed to this is our plan. And so then when you're bringing the individual items maybe back to the board for approval over those 3-year periods of time, as those certain things come up on the docket for execution, is that when you're bringing them up, it's not the first time it's being brought up. There's already been agreement on it through the strategic planning process. And so that should speed up the trust in the decision when it's time to take that specific action and approve those very specific things that correlate with that plan. So really, it's been pre-decided. So there's trust in the plan. And so when it's not unfamiliar, there's already a level of trust in the plan. Really, over time, if you take these two actions, you have a really well thought out and well designed stakeholder involved strategic plan, and then you change the definition of old business on your agenda and revisit past decisions under old business. I think those two things alone, you're going to build trust in your CEO for planning and execution, for your executive team and planning and execution. The board will build trust in themselves to create great plans and make decisions in alignment with those plans. And then also we'll have great trust in our plan because we took the time to develop it. So that's what I would offer up if you want to build a culture or strengthen the culture of trust in your organization, that we do and achieve what we set out to do and achieve. There we are. That's today's Culture Bite.
Thanks for tuning in to Culture Change RX. If you found value in today's episode and you are a believer in fostering change in healthcare, join us in making a difference. Follow, rate, and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Share it with colleagues and your network. Together, we can make a lasting impact. Until next week, keep inspiring positive change.